Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Always a pleasure to have with us from the Smiths Falls Police Service, Aaron Tompkins. Constable, welcome back.
Morning, and again, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We've got a lot to get into here. Some great news that we want to start with. There was a special check presentation that took place that is really going to help a lot of our most vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. So we were fortunate. We had an awesome group of retired teachers. So it's the Retired Teachers of Ontario, the Lanark division here, and a wonderful group. So they saw one of our articles on our Connect Protect program, which is partnered up with Medical Alert Canada. So essentially how the program works is people in our community can sign up for this. So if you have more senior relatives living with you, or they live alone for that matter, and it's just that extra safety piece. So it's sign up. You can add a whole bunch of wonderful features on their website. And police officers here in Smiths Falls, we have access to that information. So if we encounter somebody maybe wandering around, we are trained to look at the Medicare ID number. And if that person maybe can't articulate their name, where they live, that's where we would type in that information. Instant access and with emergency contacts where that individual lives, any other safety features, there's calming techniques, known places, vehicles associated to the person, and a lot of the times an up-to-date picture. So just to confirm that is the correct person that we're dealing with. So again, great, great program. So we invite everybody to go have a look at it. It's through Medical Alert Canada, but it's the Connect Protect program. So we were able to receive a $2,500 donation. It was a part of a grant application that they did after seeing one of her presentations. And what that allows us to do is potentially sponsor 40 to 50 people in our community that would qualify and need it. So again, go have a look at it. Once COVID's kind of over, we're going to do some more community outreach. And we're partnered up with the Alzheimer's Society of Lanark and Leeds and Grenville, I think. So great partner there and a huge advocate for this program.
And it's been around for a little while now too, hasn't it?
Yeah, 2019, we signed on and we were very, very progressive with it. I think we were one of the first 20 across Canada that signed up for this just because we saw a need. A lot of the registers, vulnerable persons registered lists, would often not be updated within different police services. So this here, it just allows an instant, easy access so we can help those people get home safely or find out where they belong and where they live and who's next of kin and say, hey, we have your husband or your father out here, and just to make sure that you know where they are. So
talk about the relief that a program like this will bring to, you know, you just mentioned the husband or the child of someone. Good Lord, the amount of security that one must feel is just must be off the charts.
Exactly. It's just that extra peace of mind. So what we encounter a lot is a senior couple. So somebody might be at the early stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, and they start wandering out of the residence, kind of get lost. So that's where police would get called. So that's where we have the opportunity to go talk to these families, the spouses, and just say, hey, this is an extra safeguard because maybe it's 2 a.m. when we get this call next time and we don't know where this individual has gone. We also have our paramedics trained on it, other community partners as well. So they all know, they don't have the access, but they know what to look for. So again, great program. We're proud to be a partner with it.
Well, kudos to you and obviously the force and your partners for getting in on the ground floor as you did. Want to talk about another thing that is affecting a lot of people too, and that is, here we go again, tax season, scams are out there, and they're preying on people.
Yeah, and this time it always ramps up for sure. So what we're seeing now is the CRA, so the Canada Revenue Agency scams, or the cross-border scams. So those are the two government ones that are kind of out there right now. And they're usually an automated system saying there's been a package or there's been an error in your tax submissions and you need to call us. and pay this amount, or there's a warrant being arrest issued for your arrest. So again, we never tell people, and especially by automated voicemail, that we're coming to arrest them. CRA has confirmed that they don't issue arrest warrants for people if they don't pay their taxes. There's other means and methods that they use, but definitely don't go through their local police departments to enforce any of that. Another big one is the grandparent scam. So that's, again, it's not a new one. It kind of surfaces and then goes away, resurfaces. And that's one where they'll prey on the elderly clientele or public members. And they're going to maybe have a loose connection or a bad connection. So it's going to throw the person right off to start with and saying, hey, grandma or grandpa, it's Aaron. I'm in jail. And or I was arrested for drinking and driving. I got into an accident. I need $1,000 or $3,000 to get me out right now. And to add layers to it, they actually have multi people as part of this call or scam. And they'll pose as maybe my lawyer. Here's my lawyer. You can talk to him or her right away. And they'll confirm, yeah, Aaron's in jail. This is what happened. You need to go send an e-transfer, or you know what, you're going to go to the grocery store and get a whole bunch of electronic gift cards and send us the codes on the back. So right there, that's a huge red flag. If we always say, if something doesn't feel right, it's not right. Call somebody, call us. Just get that confirmation from a known trusted source.
One of the biggest messages to get across is there is no one at all who accepts payment via gift cards, except for the company that issue the gift cards, right? But like, honestly, the CRA, police, you know, I mean, folks don't take payment like that anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Nobody says, go and get me iTunes cards or Google Play cards to pay for it. It just, they don't do it. So if that's what they're asking for, that's a scam right there. Like, it's beyond a red flag. It's a big, huge stop sign.
Yeah, and that's the message that we try to convey all the time. Unfortunately, people still fall prey to these scams, and that's why we have to continue that public education. So again, if something doesn't feel right, and we know that like probably close to 90% of people that are victims of scams and frauds, they never report it. They never tell anybody unless they absolutely have to. And that's the thing. We want people to talk and say, hey, this happened to me, or I had this phone call, and then you'd be surprised how many other people. And then that's your trusted, reliable source saying, you know what, maybe there's something up with this. And three of my friends also got that same call. So maybe it is a scam. And then that's where you follow up with a trusted source. Like there's the Fraud Busters, and on our website, there are links. There's lots of links, RCMP, OPP, you name it. They all have links to frauds and scams. So again, just protect yourself. It's your money. You've worked hard for it. And we don't need to be giving it away to anybody that's trying to scam us.
Absolutely. We wanted to talk a little bit about the pandemic on a few different fronts here. One of them on the effort to combat it, special visitor in the form of a bus stopped in Smiths Falls recently.
Yeah, so that was pretty exciting. We were selected as one of the communities that the GOVAX bus. So it was just a big bus, no different than any other site, but it was just cool that it was an actual, like a Greyhound bus. Like, it was a nice bus. And you had to make your appointment just like through the health unit vaccination clinics. And they were here for a day in and out and got a whole bunch of people vaccinated, first, second, and boosters. So you know what, it was a neat thing to see, and especially that we were one of the communities that were selected.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the lifting of restrictions happened not too long ago. I've been out to a couple of places that were closed before. Things seem to be going pretty well.
Yeah, so talking to a lot of the small business owners, very welcoming. Again, so that happened on February 21st. So we're about 2 weeks in now with the lifted restrictions. So people can get out and enjoy the gyms again. I know that was a big one for a lot of my friends and family. Another one was the restaurants, the small business owners, right, that are serving the public. And again, they've had a real tough go. So we always try and support as much as we can locally, and just show them that we appreciate their business, whether it be takeout or in dining. So again, get back out there if you feel safe and comfortable doing so. Just remember, a lot of these organizations, the provincial mandates that you do require the vaccine certificate unless it's for takeout only. So
yeah, and the QR code is the way to go right now, making it easier on everybody. We talked to about the trucks and the convoy, and there were, I don't know, some minor concerns that some people may have gone through Smiths Falls on their way. But the main route, of course, was to the south and east and to the north of Smiths Falls and our listening area in general. Just a few that came through.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot, and no calls for service in regards to an abundance of trucks or blockages or anything like that. So again, you're right, they were pretty much rerouted through the major arteries, if you would, around us. So I know the 401 up the 416 was a big one, kind of close enough to our area.
And we did see a couple of trucks and so on that did drive through, decorated up, if you will, with flags and sayings on them. But as you said, no calls for service.
No, exactly. So we were just, must have been some local truckers, and they were just on their way to Ottawa.
Yeah, and people in regular vehicles as well with those things on them. Okay, that's good to know. Now, when we do talk about driving in general, of course, we've had so much snow in the past little while. How's it been on the streets? Because we talk about this several times over the course of the season, you and I together, about winter driving tips and being safe out there. Is it sticking with the residents of Smiths Falls?
Yeah, everybody's doing a fairly good job. There's always the one-offs, the people that have the big 8 inches, especially after a good significant snowfall, that need to clear off the top of their the roofs of their vehicles. And I understand if you have an SUV or a pickup truck, I mean, it's not easy and it's not fun. However, it's still our responsibility as drivers to make sure that our vehicles are safe. So there are penalties that can be issued for anybody found to be in violation. So like unsafe loads, that now falls under within that section of the Highway Traffic Act.
Really? That's great.
Because we've all seen it or we've all experienced it as drivers, you're driving behind somebody and a big sheet of either big chunk of snow comes off or a big sheet of ice hits your vehicle or close to your vehicle. So that's now kind of roped into there, as well as the visibility. So you have to have those front windshield, the two front windows fully cleared off. And again, that back window needs to be visible as well. So it just takes an extra few minutes to do it as part of your routine. And I mean, you guys are great with the news and the forecast, so we know when it's coming. And just add that part of your routine, that extra 15 minutes.
I'll never forget the day that huge sheet of snow came off. I was on the 416 and came off and just enveloped my car. It was terrifying. It really was. So, I mean, that's why I'm pretty vocal about it. And I make sure that everyone around me cleans off their cars. Just ask Adam back at the station. He'll tell you that I'm, you know, kind of that guy in the station. Oh, you're going out, you're cleaning off your car. But anyway, no, and people do get really hurt every single year. So something certainly we need to watch out for. Another thing we need to watch out for is a deadline that is fast approaching. Although we're not exactly sure what's going to happen with this, but those cute little stickers on our cars and of course driver's licenses and other provincial ID, the due date's coming up.
Yeah, so the end of the month, so the 28th midnight is your cutoff. So we just put in a friendly reminder because we don't want to have anybody say, well, we didn't know. There's lots of advance notice through various government sites. We've done a few posts, and obviously through our social media and media partners, we'll just remind everybody, February 28th, especially the validation stickers, driver's licenses, they're all looped in there. Visit the MTO's website. There's a full list of what driver products are coming due in that grace period that has been extended for almost 2 years now, I think March 2020. So again, there's going to be a lot of people out there that need to do it. They're pushing for the online, which is very simple, and you don't get your sticker right away. However, what you do receive is a temporary sticker, just like a temporary license. until the stickers actually come in. So I did it last year and very easy to do. Or the in-person is always an option too.
Are you one of those people who, when you get a notice like that, you just do it right away?
I try to. That's because if not, I'll forget. But no, I'm pretty good with that. Especially the driver's licenses. You don't want to let those lapse because that could be a pain if you let it go too long. There's a certain grace period through the MTO, but if you do extend it too long or push it too long, then you could actually go backwards in that graduated licensing system, which nobody wants to do. So.
No, not at all. See, I'm not one of those people. So when I got the notice to do it and I actually did it, I was letting all my friends and family know that I had done, hey, have you done that? I did it. I was all proud of myself and so on. So anyway, now I'm watching people scramble to get it done, but it's in the news today. We could be seeing the end of those license plate stickers, which would save people $120 per month per vehicle. I know in your case, that's a savings of thousands upon thousands of dollars with the fleet of vehicles at the Tompkins household. But honestly, until then, though, you can't roll the dice. You have to get it done. And still, all the fees for the people who haven't paid since this came into effect, those are still due.
Exactly. So again, timing wise, they've dangled the carrot in front of us, if you would. Rumblings of this through the provincial government. So, I mean, hey, I'd be very excited if I never had to renew my validation sticker and save, like you said, thousands of dollars if you have multi-vehicles, right? However, I know there's going to be people that we're going to stop in the month of March, and they're going to say, oh, I thought there was a forgiveness and the stickers were gone. Guaranteed. But we're here to tell you that until you receive further notice, plan on that 28th midnight deadline. But hey, my fingers are crossed too. That'd be wonderful.
And hey, I, in case you missed it earlier, I won't be one of those people that you stop because I did my sticker a while ago.
Exactly. We appreciate that. And one less resident to worry about.
There we go. Aaron, as always, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. We look forward to our conversation with you next month.
Excellent. Again, thanks for having me, and be safe out there.
Thank you very much. Aaron Tompkins, constable with the Smiths Falls Police Service, joins us every month for an update on what's going on with the service and outreach initiatives that they have underway. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Just a reminder, tomorrow is Wednesday. Dr. Paula Stewart, Medical Officer of Health, will be with us. She will also be taking your questions during our Ask Dr. Stewart section. Just email those questions to info@lake88.ca before 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll get them to her and we'll get them answered. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.